Gold Like Honey, written by Caffeine Addict 94, read by Nonplast. Fandom, 魔道祖师. Relationship, 蓝曦臣, 金光瑶. Rating, teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply.While a handful of trips to Jinling Tai were leisurely, made for the simple fact that Lan Xicheng had not seen her second Soren brother in the last few weeks, most were about business. The world did not return to a sedate pace merely because the war had ended. Violence seemed to hang on the periphery, waiting for the tensions to rise once more. Lan Xicheng was fresh into his sect leader duties, but he was not wholly unprepared.His uncle had been readying him to manage the cloud recesses for years and, while he hadn't anticipated those lessons would become relevant any time soon, he was not as weak-footed as a newborn fawn. Qin Guangyao was also going through a transitional phase, ascending to a position he had been fighting for since birth. He was finally recognized as Jin Guangshan's son, although not with anywhere near the amount of prestige expected, his only reward a never-ending list of challenges.Jin Guangyao was a hard worker, setting himself to task with a focus and determination befitting of his character, and he was putting all of that effort into Lan Lingjin. Both Lan Xicheng and Jin Guangyao now had schedules longer than the Yunmeng River. Whatever time they did have together was used for brainstorming and strategizing. Lan Xicheng was less overwhelmed when Jin Guangyao gave him helpful advice or lent him a listening ear. He would return the gesture.Looking over Jin Guangyao's rough agenda for the next upcoming cultivation conference, offering suggestions, even if Jin Guangyao's ideas hardly ever needed additional input. It was not romantic in the slightest, but Lan Xicheng appreciated any moment he got to spend in Jin Guangyao's company.
You're daydreaming, Erke.
Lan Xicheng blinked himself back to full awareness, a sheepish smile already building on his face.Jin Guangyao sat across from him, books and scattered letters littering the table, a brush poised between elegant fingers. His eyes were glittering with amusement as he took in Lan Xicheng's less than impeccable posture. He had been attempting to read a letter about a prior trade agreement with the Yu clan, a neighboring sect not far from Gusu's borders. It was a lengthy and tedious message that had yet to get to the point 2 pages in.Lan Xicheng was normally able to power through even the driest texts, patience guiding him when enjoyment was out of reach. Today, he was struggling.
Ayao.
He slid the letter aside and allowed himself to recline further, resting his weight on his hands as he leaned back.
It is unusually warm this afternoon.
Lanling had a far more humid climate than Gusu,and the summers were particularly harsh. Stepping a single foot outdoors for longer than an incense time would leave one covered in a layer of sweat. Lan Xicheng tried to dress accordingly, but his standard outfits didn't allow much room for accommodations. Even after Jin Guangyao had drawn one window shut, there wasn't much relief. Jin Guangyao gently set aside his brush and ink before he gifted Lan Xicheng with a rare, mischievous smile.
I believe that you are simply looking for reasons not to finish your work.
We've been here since sunup. Surely the both of us have earned a break?
Jin Guangyao's smile wavered and his gaze dropped to the pile of paperwork he had yet to touch. Lan Xicheng acknowledged his own irritation at the sheer amount of problems that Jin Guangyao was made to solve in his father's stead and placed it aside to be looked at later.As of right now, he cared more about relieving some of his friend's burdens than commiserating about the unfair treatment he endured from his family. He reached across the table and collected all of Jin Guangyao's papers into a neat pile before he placed them out of reach. Jin Guangyao opened his mouth as if to protest, but the words died in his throat as he watched Lan Xicheng deftly unpin his hair, removing the ornament and letting the strands fall loose.
Xicheng, what are you doing?
Preparing for rest.
Qin Guangyao's eyes widened further, and Lan Xicheng's eyes tracked his tongue helplessly as he wet his lips.
Forgive me my ignorance, but I didn't think you were allowed to rest during the day.
I'm not,
he said, as he removed his two outermost layers, folding them up and setting them next to Jin Guangyao's papers.
Are you going to let slip that the venerable Zhou Wujun does, in fact, get tired before the evening bell tolls?
Of course not, Erka. We cannot let them know you are a mere mortal man.
Jin Guangyao's fingers lingered on the folds of his sleeves, indecision clear on his face. He never let himself relax, forever keeping up appearances, fearful of what might happen if he let his guard down for even a blink. Lan Xicheng understood the need to protect himself, and he never pushed him to open up, but he hated to see him running himself ragged. Qin Guangyao was as polished as ever, not a sleek hair out of place, but Lan Xicheng could make out the dark stains beneath his eyes, a clear sign of many sleepless nights. How often had he found Qin Guangyao tending to requests well past day's end, refusing to return to his quarters until everyone was satisfied? His own comfort always took last priority. What kind of friend would Lan Xicheng be if he didn't do his best to help?
There is enough room on the chaise to fit us both. It'll be our secret.
Qin Guangyao fiddled with the lone paperweight, nervous in a way Lan Xicheng didn't often see. An apology was poised on his tongue. He was so careful not to overstep the boundary between them. Perhaps less of a boundary, more of a door, weakened and flimsy, easily slipped through if one dared to push. But then, Qin Guangyao rose to his feet. He loosened the cord of his hat and removed it, setting it down on the table. He still kept part of his hair in the intricate braids he had worn during his tenure as Niaming Jue's vice-general, deliberately hidden but lovingly kept. Lan Xicheng's heart gave a pitiful leap at the sight, desperate as he was for his two closest companions to settle the bad blood between them. But that was a challenge for another day. Qin Guangyao followed Lan Xicheng's lead, taking off his wide belt and the heaviest outermost layer of his clothes. Once the gold was peeled away, he was left in a robe of soft cream, delicate peonies embroidered on the wide sleeves. It was a much warmer tone than Lan Xicheng's own white robes, sewn with gilded thread instead of silver, but it was enough for Lan Xicheng's breath to go still. Often, shamefully, he'd imagine what Qin Guangyao would look like in his sect's colors. He was even more regal than in Lan Xicheng's fantasies, beautiful and serene. He wished for his paints so that he could commit such an image to canvas, but there was something special about cementing it in his memory, a place where only he could roam. Lan Xicheng knew that offered no permanence. Details were so often lost to time. But he had learned how to appreciate what he had while it was still in his grasp. There were no guarantees in this life. What was here one day could be gone the next.
What are you thinking about?
Qin Guangyao approached him, reaching out to smooth a wrinkle from his collar. Even the brush of his fingertips through cloth drew a shudder from Lan Xicheng.
You look upset.
The imperfection of memory. How quickly things change.
Those are heavy thoughts to dwell on before sleep. You'll have unkind dreams.
His hand pressed against Lan Xicheng's chest, over his heart, before he pulled away.
Come, we shouldn't waste too much time.
Lan Xicheng was drawn in like baited fish, pulled along by nothing more than a few gentle words. The chaise was, like everything else in Jinlintai, ostentatious and expensive. It was a piece meant more for looks than practicality. However, the cushions were comfortable enough. Lan Xicheng laid down first, arranging his long limbs in a way that would allow Jin Guangyao space to stretch out. Jin Guangyao smiled down at him before he settled in close, drawing himself upright against Lan Xicheng's chest. They were too near for Lan Xicheng to see his face properly, but he caught a glimpse of his ears, the tips flushed crimson.
Is this all right?
Lan Xicheng was already starting to grow warmer from the extra body heat, but he didn't dare pull away.
Do you have enough room?
We've made do with far less, Erko.
In hiding, they didn't have anything but a tiny cot to share, not nearly big enough for two young men, but they'd slept in it all the same. Heat crept up his face as he recalled the mornings he had woken up with an embarrassing stiffness in his pants, his body reacting to the closeness of another person. He'd never shared a bed with someone before, least of all a person he admired and found intriguing. Attractive. Jin Guangyao had never commented on it, politely pretending nothing was amiss, even when Lan Xicheng would scramble off to bathe and relieve himself of his problem. As if he had read his mind, Jin Guangyao shifted, hooking his leg over Lan Xicheng's and pressing his face against his neck. Lan Xicheng wrapped an arm around him, and the contented sigh Jin Guangyao gave in response made him smile. Lan Xicheng breathed in the scent of his skin, enjoying the mild, earthy fragrance of the soap he liked to use.
"Wake me before dinner,"
Jin Guangyao said, voice low and colored with exhaustion.
"We can't while the day away."
"I know. Sleep well, Ayao."
"You too, Erke."
Lan Xicheng spent some time lying with his eyes shut, emptying his mind of his present worries and focusing on his breathing. He was deep in his meditative headspace by the time he felt Jin Guangyao's body go slack, his breathing deep and steady. It was only then that he let himself drift off. Lan Xicheng woke again when the sun was past its zenith, dipping low on the horizon. Judging by that, he knew dinner would be arranged soon. He was pleasantly comfortable, even with sweat sticking his robes to his back. Jin Guangyao had all but climbed on top of him, wrapping around Lan Xicheng like a needy child. His eyelashes were fluttering, his mouth soft and lips parted. Lan Xicheng was again seized by the desire to paint him, or kiss him. The feelings were consuming enough that they rendered him immobile. He knew that he should wake Jin Guangyao up, especially since it was a shichen past the time he requested. But he looked peaceful, free from stress for the first time in ages. Lan Xicheng thought he should let Jin Guangyao enjoy the moment while it lasted. Who knew the next time he'd allow himself to truly rest? There came a knock on the door.
Lian Fangzun? Zhou Jun? I was told to bring a meal.
Thank you. Just a moment.
Lan Xicheng carefully tried to extricate himself from Jin Guangyao's hold, but he tightened his grip, a quiet whine escaping his lips. Lan Xicheng had to take a moment to breathe, think of clear, calm waters and bracing mountain air, before he managed to get his legs working again. This time, Lan Xicheng was able to settle Jin Guangyao on the chaise before he started murmuring his protest. His eyes moved beneath his eyelids, brows furrowed, and mouth tipped into a tiny frown.
It's all right, Ayao. I'll be right back.
His eyes drifted open, half-lidded and hazy with sleep. He reached out to clutch at Lan Xicheng's robes, and then he was dragging him back in, craning his head up for a kiss. Lan Xicheng melted into it, swaying forward into Jin Guangyao's waiting embrace. The kiss was slow, languid. Lan Xicheng drew sighs from him as easily as he pulled melodies from Liye Bing. Jin Guangyao's tongue flicked across his bottom lip before he latched on with his teeth, nipping lightly. It was not their first kiss. That had happened in a ditch where they'd hidden from a passing group of Wen soldiers, the both of them keyed up on adrenaline, fear, and nerves. This one was better. Lan Xicheng had since gotten plenty of practice.
Xicheng, stay with me.
Lan Xicheng had a strong presence of mind, but even he still entertained the thought of lying back down, ignoring the person at the door and continuing to kiss Xin Guangyao for as long as he wanted. It was a tempting offer, but an unwise one.
Keep sleeping.
Xin Guangyao kissed him again, once, twice, before he relented. Lan Xicheng's head was swimming by the time he managed to stumble back over to his clothes. He redressed quickly, making himself presentable again in a matter of minutes, before he opened the door. The attendant waiting in the hall didn't seem fazed by the delay. She bowed as gracefully as she could while holding a tray laden with food, and Lan Xicheng quickly thanked her in return, not one to forgo manners no matter where he was or who he was addressing.
Lian Fangcun has much work to complete today. He should remain undisturbed for the remainder of the evening.
Understood, Lan Zongzhu.
He knew that if Jin Guangshan came calling, nothing would stop that man from dragging Jin Guangyao out to run whatever errand he thought necessary. But he didn't dwell on that possibility. Lan Xicheng took the tray and gave a parting bow before he disappeared back inside Jin Guangyao's room. He hadn't moved from the spot Lan Xicheng had left him in, sprawled out on his back. His hair was partially covering his face, robes falling off his shoulders. Lan Xicheng did not let his eyes linger on the wiry muscle that was so often only hinted at, or at the waiting expanse of smooth skin, instead focusing on arranging their meal. It was made up of both traditional Lanling cuisine, rich and heavy, and favorites of his from Gusu, fresh and light. He divvied up everything equally, but he gave Jin Guangyao the bigger, fattier pieces of fish, the brightest of the vegetables. He wrote out a warming talisman and affixed it to the tray, ensuring Jin Guangyao's food would stay at temperature before he began eating. He ate in respectable silence, as was habit, even more mindful than usual of the clink of his chopsticks against the bowl. He carefully laid out Jin Guangyao's work once more, leaving the books and examining the topmost letter. It was from Set Leader Yao, and, judging from the abruptness of his sentences, it was another complaint. Lan Xicheng found himself writing out a note, explaining the general contents therein so Jin Guangyao would not have to trouble himself. Knowing Jin Guangyao, he would still go over the message. He was meticulous in that way. But Lan Xicheng saw no problem in letting him know what to expect beforehand. By the time he had finished his dinner, he had left little messages for each letter. Nothing present seemed desperately urgent, and he hoped that Jin Guangyao would leave them for tomorrow. But that was unlikely. He wanted to prove to his father, to everyone, that he was worth keeping around. As if he wasn't, by virtue of simply existing. Such a brilliant person shouldn't have been made to doubt themselves. Jin Guangyao had been worth his weight in gold and kindness and affection when he was washing clothes by a river and tending to Lan Xicheng's wounds. Even earlier still, when he was a boy in a brothel, watching over his mother and taking beatings he didn't deserve. Lan Xicheng shook his head, clearing away the bitterness before it could take root and spread. Jin Guangyao succeeded in whatever he set his mind to, and Lan Xicheng would always be by his side, aiding in whatever way he could. He collected his belongings, preparing to head back to his guest quarters before it got too late. He didn't leave straight away, first lighting the candles around the study so Jin Guangyao would not wake in the dark. Next, he left a new book atop the pile of others, an assortment of music from his own personal collection. Finally, he stopped by the chaise to press a kiss to the top of Jin Guangyao's head, knowing he could not stall any longer.
"I'll see you in the morning," he said, whispering against his hair.
Jin Guangyao shuffled and sighed, still nestled safely in his dreams, and that was how Lan Xicheng left him.
二哥, I cannot believe you let me oversleep. By the time I got up, it was the middle of the night.
Lan Xicheng stood at the top of Jin Lin Tai, the golden staircase glinting against the early morning sun. Jin Guangyao was standing beside him, his tone reproachful, but his eyes alert and shining. He appeared to be well-rested for the first time in days. Weeks.
I take it you still finished your list?
No, I didn't, and I think that was Erka's plan all along.
He smiled up at him, cheeks red and dimples deep-set.
Very sneaky of you, Lan Xichen, but now that I know your tricks, I won't be swayed so easily.
Lan Xichen could feel his own smile growing in answer.
Then I will have to devise a new strategy. Did you eat?
Yes, yes, I am fed and rested and of good health.
He rolled his eyes, but Lan Xichen could track the flush creeping beneath his high collar.
Do not worry yourself, Erka. I am taken care of here.
Lan Xichen knew that to be untrue, but he let the lie hang in the air between them and be carried away on the next breeze. Qin Guangyao dipped into a bow, and Lan Xichen moved to catch him, raise him up. This dance was one they knew well. He let his hands linger on Qin Guangyao's wrists, savoring the contact and the rush of forbidden desire that made every stolen touch so addicting. His pulse was fast beneath Lan Xichen's fingers, gaze impossibly dark and heavy. Qin Guangyao blinked several times before he seemed to settle back into his skin, straightening once more.
Safe travel, Xichen. You'll have to tell me more about the songbook. This one isn't as adept at reading sheet music.
I'll show you some of my favorites next time.
This, too, was familiar, coded language that only they understood. It stirred up heated longing in Lan Xichen's blood, and he knew it would stick with him on the journey home.
We can practice cleansing again as well. We're overdue for a visit to Qinghe. I'll see you soon, Ayao.
Lan Xichen made his way down the stairs, each quiet footstep marking a path away from the man he loved. He couldn't stop himself from looking back halfway through his descent, as if Jin Guangyao wouldn't remain where he'd left him. He stood with perfect posture, hands clasped beneath his sleeves, every bit the diplomat, the leader. He looked like he belonged there, as if he had been receiving guests at Jin Lin Tai his whole life. Lan Xichen could see it so clearly. It was truly a shame that he'd never be given the opportunity. Jin Guangyao raised his hand in a parting gesture as he smiled, beaming, and Lan Xichen prayed that he was truly happy. That was all he could ever ask for. The end.